This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Jessica Goodman, Saline County Assessor, Appellant versus Saline County Commission, et al. Vige, respondents, decided November 5th, 2024, by the Supreme Court of Missouri, Supreme E-Court of Missouri. Jessica Goodman, Saline, opinion issued November 5th, 2024, County Assessor, Appellant, no. SC-10054, Saline County Commission, et al. Respondents. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Saline County. The Honorable Kelly A. Rose, Judge Jessica Goodman, in her official capacity as Saline County Assessor, appeals from a judgment dismissing her petition against the Saline County Commission, the Saline County Commissioners, and the Saline County Collector, collectively, the county. Goodman filed her notice of appeal in the Missouri Court of Appeals Western District, which found this court had exclusive appellate jurisdiction and transferred the case here. Because this case involves no issue invoking this court's exclusive appellate jurisdiction under Article 5, Section 3 of the Missouri Constitution, this court retransfers the case to the Court of Appeals. 2. Factual background and procedural history. Goodman filed a 5-count lawsuit seeking, in part, a declaration concerning Saline County's correct classification as a county under Chapter 48. Worst Goodman alleged Saline County is a fourth-class county operating under the laws of this state, applying to counties of the second classification, under Section 48.020.1. Goodman contended in the alternative, the Circuit Court should declare Saline County is properly classified as a third-class county under Section 48.030, based on 5 successive years of assessed valuation amounts. As relevant here, Goodman did not challenge the constitutional validity of any statute. The county moved to dismiss Goodman's petition, asserting, in part, Section 48.020.1 would not permit the Circuit Court to declare Saline County a third-class county because the following language exempts Saline County from the reclassification process regardless of any changes in assessed valuation over time. Classification 4. All counties which have attained the second classification prior to August 13, 1988, and which would otherwise return to the third classification after August 13, 1988, because of changes in assessed valuation shall remain a county in the second classification and shall operate under the laws of this state applying to the second classification. Secmer 48.20.1.21. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016, and all rule references are to Missouri Court Rules, 2023. 2. The Collector and the Commission Commissioners filed separate motions to dismiss, but each advanced this argument. 3. In her suggestions in opposition to the motions to dismiss, Goodman asked the Circuit Court to reject the county's interpretation of Section 48.020.1 for multiple reasons. In a sentence or two at the end of this argument, Goodman also argued the county's interpretation should be rejected because it would run afoul of Section 8, Article 6 of the Missouri Constitution. 3. In a footnote, Goodman also argued that, to the extent the county's argument depended on a 1995 amendment to Article 6, Section 8, the 1995 amendment itself would violate the single subject requirement found in Article 13, Section 2B of the Missouri Constitution. Goodman did not argue Section 48.020.1 violates the Missouri Constitution and did not ask the Circuit Court to declare Section 48.020.1 unconstitutional. After a hearing, the Circuit Court sustained the motion and dismissed Goodman's petition. 4. Goodman appealed. The Court of Appeals transferred the case to this court, concluding Goodman's argument opposing the motion to dismiss invoked this court's exclusive appellate jurisdiction. The Court of Appeals did not reach the merits of Goodman's appeal. 3. Article 6, Section 8 of the Missouri Constitution provides, in relevant part, the number of classes of counties shall not exceed 4, and the organization and powers of each class shall be defined by general laws so that all counties within the same class shall possess the same powers and be subject to the same restrictions. 4. The Circuit Court's judgment of dismissal did not specify the dismissal was with prejudice. Under Rule 67.03, any involuntary dismissal shall be without prejudice unless the court in its order for dismissal shall otherwise specify. When a party elects to stand on the original pleadings, a dismissal without prejudice is considered a final judgment for purposes of appeal. Mays versus St. Luke's Hospice of Cannes. City, 430 SW 3D 260 265, Mo Bank, 2014. 4. Standard of review. In all appeals, this court is required to examine its jurisdiction.